I'm Dennis Schmidt. I'm going to talk about observations of the sky. Oh, in fact, it's daylight, so there's a big star over there, which is the sun. I've gotten used to watching the sun and the moon and some of the planets. I kind of use it to orient myself in the solar system. Well, here's what's happening. The sun will set at about 6:15, and even before it sets, we might be able to see Venus in the sky. When the sun sets, Venus tonight will be at an altitude of about 15 degrees above the horizon. And it's such a bright object. Venus is always the brightest planet. Shortly after that, Mercury will set. It probably won't get dim enough in the sky to see Mercury before it sets. It's fairly close to the sun. It sets at 7 o'clock, so just 17 minutes later. A little bit after that, at 7:30, about, Saturn sets. Saturn you might be able to see, though, because the sun will be down a while, it'll be getting darker, and Saturn is a bright planet. Jupiter and Mars are visible in the middle of the night for night owls like me. Get to see them. Jupiter is the second brightest. It's a very bright one, mainly because it's so big. It's a lot farther away from us than Venus. So you can see Jupiter in the eastern sky if you happen to be up late at night after midnight. It'll be the brightest thing over there. Mars rises 2:35 in the morning. Mars is dimmer, but it's still going to be moderately bright, and it's got a bit of a reddish tinge. Somebody way, way back knew that the evening star and the morning star were the same thing. You don't see both at the same time. Right now, Venus is an evening star. Once it swings past the sun and is on the other side, well, then you can't see it at night because it sets before the sun does. That's when it's a morning star. You can see it before the sun rises in the morning then, until it gets so close to the sun that it gets lost in the glare. But interestingly, the information got lost. The knowledge got lost, or the understanding or the belief that the morning star and the evening star were the same object. The ancient Greeks didn't know it. People before them did. Some people before them did. The Babylonians. By the way, the stars that we see, the ones that we see that are stars, those are all nearby. Nearby in the sense of they're all in the Milky Way. They're in the galaxy that we are in. There are 100 billion galaxies besides the Milky Way. We call them the fixed stars. Since antiquity, they've been called the fixed stars because they seem to be fixed. The ones that we see that aren't fixed, they were called planets, and planet means wanderer. But the fixed stars, pretty much everything is moving in the universe. Ooh.